All right, we are back, and we're back. Yes, that's right, we are back. This is Dave the Clone, this is the Hollow Knight Network, and yes, you are not mishearing the internet. Don't adjust your antennas, which you younger listeners out there don't even know what I'm talking about, but what was it? The best laid plans of mice and men are often torn asunder. So yes, that one, that's the one that's more correct, that's life. As we know it. So without further ado, from me to you, welcome to 2020, and here we go, picking up right where we left off with the October 2019 New Jersey Horror Con. Just our way of saying welcome back to the fold, and by the way, the Hollow Knight Network can now proudly boast that we are a lifetime sponsor of this biannual event. That's right, every single New Jersey Horror Con from now until infinitum, we will be there with a table set up live, doing our thing, having a blast, and talking to awesome people like this. So, sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. And can't say that we didn't come by and say it was all right. I don't know what I'm doing. I knew it's good to say hi to everybody. Welcome back and Happy New Year. Enjoy. We are back. All right, folks, Dave the Clone of the Hollow Knight Network, and we're still rocking and rolling on the absolutely on fire day two of the October 2019 New Jersey Horror Con. And I've got with me Damon Della Greca of Slasher, who's going to tell us all about this awesome app that he started to tell me about last show, and it has done nothing but grow in the 4 or 5 months it's been. I don't even know how much time goes by between these things. The two-a-year thing freaks me. It's like, it makes it impossible for me to take. But welcome to the Hollow Knight, man.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for stopping by. Let's move the mic a little bit closer.
Okay.
And so tell us a little bit about how you even began the sort of journey of putting this app together, and what the app is comprised of, and what people will find when they download it and start using it.
Sure. So it all started out as me just being a fan, going to the conventions and everything, and having a need to find out about more conventions, you know, because I just, I have this craving to just be at every single one that I could possibly get to.
Sure, sure. You want to sit
so, oh, hi, Krista. So, because it was kind of hard to get that information, unless you're in a very, very great circle of people who know about all of them, which I found pretty rare.
Yeah.
I decided that I wanted to put together a calendar of all the conventions.
Nice.
So I used this this app and made a calendar for my friends and I. It was just a pre-made thing. And I was like, hey guys, here are all the conventions that are going on around. If you want to go to any of them, you know, we could talk.
Yeah.
And then as I'm going to more and more of the shows, it turned out that, you know, I realized that there's a lot more here,
mm-hmm.
because the horror community is very segmented.
Yeah.
You know, you'll find that there's the people who are into the horror books over here,
mm-hmm.
the people who are into the music over there, you know, people who are into, you know, who are the filmmakers over here.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone was kind of in their own little places. And the only place that you could really find everyone together was at the conventions.
Right, right.
So, you know, doing those boosts on other social networks and stuff, you know, they weren't really reaching anybody that would help them.
Limited impact, right?
Yeah, exactly. So I figured, you know, I'm going to start putting something together because there's something here that really needs to be done, especially for all the indie creators out there, whether it's the filmmakers, the artists, the writers, the cosplayers, you know, whoever. There are people out there that, you know, work really hard,
mm-hmm.
and go to these conventions, and unless they're here and, you know, their audience is here seeing them at their tables and everything, they're just, you know, you kind of get lost in the mix really easily.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I wanted to do something that would really make it where there would be potential for these people who just love to create, who love horror,
mm-hmm.
to really get out there a little bit stronger and in front of the people that want to find them.
See, I love this sort of give back aspect of this, the idea of, and a lot of people we've been talking to have a similar kind of bent towards, listen, I know how hard this is because I had an idea one day and I just had to start from scratch.
Mm-hmm.
And I see other people who would probably be able to be in the same spot I am now if they had that initial, somebody just kind of pushed them over that first step hurdle, you know?
Yeah.
Was there something like that for you besides the sort of aha moment? Was there something where you tried a different app and said maybe it could work this way and now all of a sudden you're making your own app? How did you go from sort of identifying this need to coming up with this solution?
I've actually worked for myself for quite a long time.
Nice.
And varying degrees of success, of course.
Yeah. We all, it's life, man.
Yeah. some non-starters, some total flops, and some, reasonable success.
Yeah.
But it came down to, I'm seeing this, so I really just sat down and started typing out outlines.
Okay.
To see, who could this impact? How could it impact them? And what could I do to make this work and put it all together?
Mm-hmm.
So really, it wasn't much more than that just kind of got me into the mindset of, I'm going to give it a shot and write it out and see what it could look like.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a very, very big thing by the time I was finished.
Mm.
And it's still evolving, which is mind-boggling.
So it has sort of a life force of its own a little bit? Like, once you got the pieces moving, it just started to kind of come together? That's awesome.
Exactly. Yeah, because, as you keep going, you always find these things that are like, oh, wow, I didn't even think about that before, but now that it's kind of in front of me.
Sure.
And sort of evolving, it's kind of like, you push this snowball down a hill and it just turns into this gigantic thing by the time it reaches the bottom.
Yeah, yeah. And you're in the middle still going, all right, are we facing up? Are we facing down? Is everybody seeing what they want to see? What's going on here? Like, are we good? We're good, right?
I feel like I'm actually inside the snowball.
Yeah. And it's still rolling.
Yeah.
So what has the response been like at New Jersey Horror Con? Like, have you seen people that you spoke to last time that have become involved with you? Tell me a little bit how it's progressed and what the response has been like here.
The response has been astonishing, really. The people that, and I still find this really bizarre, but people come up to me having recognized me, and I'm just like, wow, this is strange.
Yeah.
Like, I can't get over that. I find it weird. I mean, I like it. I like to talk to people.
Mm-hmm.
I like to meet people, especially, if they're using it. I like to get to know them in person.
Sure.
I think it's really cool because so many of these people are just absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah, yeah.
And, that's kind of the one thing where it's like, I hear somebody call me or whatever, I'll turn around and I'm like, I don't know who's calling.
Yeah, why do you know my name?
But no, it's great, and I'm very thankful to have the people that are on the app that are so supportive. You've been phenomenal.
Word.
Because I've spoken to you since the first NJ HorrorCon here in Atlantic City.
Yeah.
And everything is just headed in a really terrific direction.
And not to take away anything from the fact that it's a horror convention, but sometimes I actually start to think HorrorCon is a little bit of a misnomer. You know what I mean? Like, it's horror, but now, like, this time we got the Police Academy people here. It's starting to, like, and even Comic-Cons in general are starting to become so much more broad in the types of talent and mm-hmm. projects that they bring in to highlight. Do you feel the need to try to, because it's called Slasher, so it's got the horror and it's sort of like Slasher, Shudder. You see all these things that are trying to really put horror back into its own kind of category. Do you feel like it needs that, or do you feel like the sort of I think it's from the openness of the community is why we have so many things that are not horror being featured at a horror con. How do you feel about all that? Do you think more the merrier? What do you think?
I think having the focus is beneficial.
Mm-hmm.
But I also recognize the fact that most of us are, in fact, into a lot of the same things.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you talk to a group of 10 people and you're going to find that most of them share the same interest in general.
Mm-hmm.
You know, of course, there's going to be some things here and there, but, you know, it's been really interesting to learn about that.
Yeah.
Because before I really started development, I put together an actual business plan to make sure what I was going to do was going to work. And,
yeah.
you know, people were going to be properly represented in everything.
Mm-hmm.
Just learning about the audience.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it nailed me to a T, which I thought was just, like, fascinating and bizarre at the same time.
I'm my own thing, but the world knows me. How is this happening?
No, but I mean, like, you know, learning about, I guess if you want to call it the demographic of
yeah.
this audience and what people are into and everything, it's like, well, yeah, I'm into video games and I'm into, you know, heavy metal and this and that and, you know, whatever else, and tattoos and whatnot. And then to see it... You know, to see it actually, like, written down somewhere where
yeah.
it's like, this is the audience. And it's like, well, that's me, and that's strange.
Yeah, yeah. I'm part of a demographic I didn't even know existed.
Yeah, pretty much. But it was cool to see that because it really did reinforce a lot of guesses that I made.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, because, again, I created it out of a need for something for myself.
Right.
That I figured... If I could share it with other people, they could benefit similarly.
Yeah.
So, you
wound up creating a community, though. So that's kind of, yeah. and that, you know, by definition and default, you are now a leader. You know what I mean? So that's a whole role people don't necessarily always know that they're stepping into when they're taking on an endeavor like this. So
yeah.
a lot of props to you, man, for getting out there and making sure, I mean, the FaceTime at things like this and being able to meet people to be able to
yeah.
talk about what the project is so huge. And, you know, like for the beginning years of these things, it's a lot of doing stuff like this, man. So it's good
oh, yeah.
to see you out there and still showing up. Have you seen anybody here who's got, like, a great success story or a great anecdote for you for once they started using the app and how it either helped their audience grow or helped them find new stuff? Like, what is some of the feedback you're getting from people who are using the app?
So the thing, nothing in particular here, but the one thing that I've gotten from several people, actually, which to me, it was the biggest compliment that I could receive at this particular point, was several people at completely separate times told me that they were doing a social media detox.
Oh, wow.
They needed to just separate themselves from all the, you know, day in, day out bullshit.
That, yeah, the negativity, you know, that's flying around.
Right. So...
Wow.
And I was kind of like, well, you know, you got to do what's best for you. That's really what counts because,
right.
you know,
for the site price.
You really need that. Sometimes you need that little bit of separation. But what was amazing to me is they came right after that and said, but I'm going to keep using Slasher.
Nice.
Because
nice.
It's not like the other ones. It doesn't have all the same stuff going on. It's just, it's fun. We're doing our thing, talking about the stuff that we're passionate about and that we love, you know, movies and books and games and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And I was so happy to have heard that because...
That's a huge milestone, man, for people to say,
yeah.
I'm detoxing from everything but you.
Yeah, know? Seriously, because, I mean, they're finding that it makes them happy and it's not taking away from that. And that's really... Like, to know that this could affect somebody to that degree
yeah.
is just, it floored me. I was so happy to hear that. And I'm glad that they're enjoying it because it's important.
Yeah,
you know,
man.
You have to be happy in life because if you're not happy, then what are you really doing?
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. Well, dude, I mean, the fact that it's all around...
a give back that became its own thing that's growing now. That's huge. And I love that it started from a place of good nature. You know, like it started from a positivity as opposed to a, how do I make $1 billion off of all these other people and they don't realize I'm doing it? You know, like, and I feel like there is some people who start to go into this, like, entrepreneurial space with that in mind, even though they're not telling everybody. And so that's the clutter that we have to break through to kind of prove our authenticity. And you're doing an awesome job, man. So I can't wait for Hollenine to be on with the Slasher. And now that we've got some of the things that we've had to take care of in-house taken care of, we're ready to kind of go to that next level too, man. So it's awesome. Great to run into you here. It's great to keep seeing you at the shows. And I hope you'll keep stopping back and keeping us updated on what's going on. And everyone out there who's not using Slasher, where can they go to find out more about it? Where can they go to find out about the whole project and get involved and get on the app?
Sure. So the website is slasher.tv, and the app is available on the Google Play Store and the Apple iOS App Store.
Nice.
They could just download it, and best thing to do, jump right in. Yeah. We're having a good time. You were doing the 31 Days of Halloween posts
nice.
And everything. People are sharing their movie lists.
Love it.
It's a fun time. It really is, and that's what's making it what it is, and it's really about everybody who's using it. It's the people that are on it.
Yeah.
So it's the place to be, in my opinion.
Nice, man. Well, thank you for what you're doing, dude. It's
thank
great
you.
That you put this together. We're really excited, and I think the horror community is really excited about it, too. And I like going with the one word, slasher,
yes.
shutter, killer. Yep. You know, it's like you guys are all in that right way to position it so that people can remember it. And be like, oh, man, I'm a slasher. Yeah, right. That's what we got to do. Hashtag I'm a slasher for people who are part of that. Although, I don't know, that could go the other way, too. Maybe that's like a little drawing the wrong kind of attention. People are like, you're a slasher? What does that mean? But
I think only Instagram will worry about that one.
There you go, right? Well, enjoy the rest of the convention, and I'm sure we'll see you around rocking and rolling. Hollenine Network will still be here on the floor, holding down the hallway, blasting the music, and having a great time.
Absolutely, man. It's always good to see you.
Thanks, dude. Thank you. You too.
All right.
Take it easy.
Thank you.
All right.
Listening to the Hollenine Network, bringing you the very best in fan-made media. That's the word hollow, the number 9, INE. Now broadcasting from our new home on the web, hollow9.com, where you can find info on all of our awesome programming as well as the team behind the shows. Leave us your feedback, join in the conversation, and be a part of the action. Find the Hollenine Network on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Rate and review us on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or wherever you find your podcasts. Email us at info@hollow9.com or at hollow9podcast@gmail.com. Join in the fun. Hollow9!